Thailand may have casino laws in place by October 2025. Thailand could have legislation governing casino resorts in place by mid-October 2025, according to Thai Member of Parliament Chulapong Yuket. Speaking to GGR Asia at the Thai Entertainment Complex Summit in Bangkok, Yuket explained that the proposed entertainment complex bill is set for discussion during three sessions of the National Assembly. These sessions will occur between December 12, 2024, and April 12, 2025. Should the bill pass by the April deadline, it would require an additional 180 days before being officially published in the Government Gazette, effectively becoming law. The Thai government aims to issue casino resort licenses by the end of 2025. While the bill does not specify the number of gaming resorts permitted, media speculation suggests the government could allow up to 5. Yuket clarified that the exact number of resorts would be determined by a separate government decree, distinct from the main framework legislation. This measure underscores the government's effort to leave some flexibility in implementing the new regulations. Yuket, who represents the opposition People's Party and is a corporate finance lawyer with experience at Baker McKenzie, said his party plans to sponsor a parallel bill on entertainment complexes. This separate legislation is modeled on the government bill's 8 chapters and aims to refine and expand upon the proposed measures. Rather than replacing the government's bill, the People's Party seeks to combine the best elements of both bills to create a robust legislative framework. Yuket emphasized the importance of leveraging foreign expertise to ensure the effective operation of Thailand's nascent casino industry. Foreign ownership of casino-related enterprises is a significant consideration in the proposed framework. Under existing Thai law, foreign entities can hold no more than 49% ownership in local enterprises. Foreign ownership a key issue. However, the government's bill does not specify any restrictions on foreign ownership in casino resorts, a decision Yuket considers beneficial. He noted that Thailand lacks the necessary expertise to manage and operate casinos effectively and believes foreign involvement will bring valuable knowledge to the sector. The proposed legislation outlines the establishment of 2 key committees to oversee the entertainment complexes. A 15-person Entertainment Complex Policy Committee, chaired by the Prime Minister, would be responsible for high-level policy decisions. Additionally, a 15-person Entertainment Complex Management Committee, with a chairperson appointed by the Prime Minister, would handle the operational aspects of the complexes. These structures aim to ensure strong oversight and effective management of the new developments. Penalties for violating casino regulations under the government's bill would include fines of up to 500,000 Thai bahts, $14,510, for corporate entities. However, the penalties would not include imprisonment. Yuket noted that imprisonment remains a penalty for illegal gambling activities, which are governed by existing legislation.